The poetry of progress in Detroit has been a constant rhythm of production. When the eyes of the nation have looked to Detroit for leadership, Detroit has always answered, pounding out production like jackhammers on the pavement of progress. From the rattle-trap rhythm of the 30s to the supersonic sonnets of the space age, Detroit has always answered. And tomorrow, should the clarion call be sounded, the giant that has been shall be once again. Sleep well tonight, Detroit. Today you have done your job well. What makes a city a great place to live in? Is it the number of parks, or the view, or the weather, or the lack of crime, or the sound of the sea nearby? We can brag about our parks. They're as beautiful as any in America. And even our skyline is a thing of beauty. But, like all cities everywhere, when it comes to the everyday, mundane matter of just plain living, when it comes to doing what we do all day, every day, being on the move, the best thing about a city is getting there easily. And did you know that Detroit has the quickest, most efficient roadway system of any big city in America? Unlike New York, when we go down Detroit streets, we can see the sky, and we can hit the horizon quickly. Detroit moves. Do you remember when they called Detroit the City of Champions back in the 30s? Do you remember when they called Detroit the Arsenal of Democracy back in the 40s? Do you remember when they didn't call us anything at all in the 50s? What are we now? And why aren't we what we were then? Because America isn't what it used to be. America is changing at a fever gallop, riding with a new wave of space age. And Detroit is America's pulse beat. We mirror America. And after all the words are spoken, there'll be just one word that says the whole thing. It's a simple word, a powerful word. That word is grow. Cars, 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 red cars, green cars, black cars, yellow cars. If there's anything we've plenty of in Detroit, it's cars. We go by hundreds of parking lots day in and day out. And if we ever give them a second look, it's because once in a great while in that crowded cross patch of color, there sits an old jalopy, a car that doesn't fit in with the sweep and newness and style that is Detroit. That parking lot is the most glamorous, the most exciting, the most unbelievable sight in our city to the visitor from behind the Iron Curtain. They can't believe. Frequently, they refuse to believe that all these cars are just the cars of the average working man. So here in the heart of Detroit is the heart of America. The laborer is really worthy of his hire, and his labors let him live in near luxury. Cars, cars, cars. Detroit is big, with all the sound and shape of bigness. But this bigness is because of the most precious thing we've got, the people who live here. There are 4 million of us, and no city across the face of our rolling country has so many different people doing so many different jobs in so many different ways. Confusing? Not a bit. There's no city with the scope of activity that we have. No city that needs so many different thousands, workers of all kinds. From salt miners to stamp dye men to prayer book printers to fashion designers. All the jobs in the book, and then some more we made up. 4 million people, whose folks came from every part of the globe. 4 million free souls working their own way, but working as one. The 4 millions who are us, Detroit.